Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, hello, bonjour, hola, konnichiwa, ni hao. This is Anjali Dub and welcome to Life in Progress. Hoping to inspire you with my life and help you become the best version of yourself as we progress together in this thing called life. Hello everyone, welcome back to Life in Progress. I hope everyone is having a great day no matter where you are in the world right now, and I'm just so grateful to each and one of you. So this week I attended an event, travel industry event, where I got to see a lot of people from my past in a good way, and I just felt good. I just felt wonderful. So I attended an event which is called One Day by a tour supplier in our industry, and I got to see people that I used to work with. They helped me build Access Travel, and I just felt joy seeing them, and I'm just so happy to say that. And I loved seeing them growing and just traveling the world, because they moved to a bigger company when COVID happened, because at the end of the day, there will be a lot of people who are bigger than me, better than me, and I'm just like a small industry player. So I just felt very good. That's why in today's episode, we are going to talk about accepting that people come and go, but it doesn't mean we have to be bitter about it and, you know, hold people like... In Filipino, it's called utang na loob. So in English, I don't know if there's a right translation for that. I think we should not hold people hostages just because we help them in whatever way. But for me, since my relationship with these girls was in the business, you know, they used to work with me. So I don't think they owe me anything. And I owe them anything as well, because business is a win-win situation, right? But, you know, some people, they are just worth keeping in life, even in business. So when I saw them, I just felt like this is the perfect sign from the universe that we don't have to be bitter if a relationship ends. And we can still learn to enjoy, you know, seeing people becoming happy even without us. So when I saw them progressing without me, I just felt wonderful. Why? Why I felt wonderful? Because at some point, I also contributed a lot into their lives and vice versa. They also contributed a lot into my life and my business Access Travel. So I think the beauty of life is that when we lose people, we get new people in exchange, you know. Sometimes, of course, not sometimes, probably all the time, it is painful to lose people, but being replaced by better ones is also a very amazing part of the journey. In life, we encounter numerous individuals who leave, like, you know, lasting impression on us. However, it is crucial to accept that people come and go, relationships evolve, circumstances change, and our paths also change with that. Although it may be difficult, you know, to say farewell to those we hold dear, but it is very essential to understand that it's a natural part of life's flow. By accepting this reality, you know, we can cherish the memories by being present that we shared with others, also embracing new connections that await us, ultimately acknowledging this ups and downs in every relationship. This will allow us to grow and appreciate the beauty of just being present and the absence of people in our lives. I've shared this in one of my TikTok videos, that the price we pay for loving people is grief. we grieve when we lose people. And loving people is one of the most beautiful thing we can do as individuals and human beings. So I was having a conversation today with a person, and I told her that we are divided, you know, by status, by financial capability or whatsoever, or religion, for an instance. Like, I was just in India a couple of days ago, and I saw how divided people are in this country because of religion. So what is the common ground between all these people? Love and belongingness. That's what we all seek. When we are, let's say, bad to other people, that's a different topic, but I just want to insert it in, that we do bad things or we mistreat other people when we lack love. This is just a basic example that I gave to this new person that I met today. I said, why do you think people body shame? Those are our own insecurities speaking. It's not that somebody is a size, you know, 40, large, XL. It's not about them. It's about us, what we feel about ourselves. So it boils down to love. And what happened all through this week, it was just so beautiful seeing people from the past growing, progressing. And I also saw other people who used to know me when I was just building Access Travel, and they saw me progressing from nothing, from this young lady to the woman I am today. And it just makes me feel so proud. And this is the person I want to be, you know, who is not, of course, I feel pain when I lose someone. I feel worried that they might end up saying things about me to other people. But it's part of the process, and I just love it. It's just so, so, so beautiful that this is the life journey we are here for, you know, just to accept things, let people go, and also grow with it. So that's all for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget to follow me on TikTok, Anjali Dub, and my Life in Progress account as well, which is Life in Progress PH. We post beautiful things every single day to inspire our community, and new members are always welcome. So that's all. Thank you so much. And I'll see you on the next episode of Life in Progress. Ciao. This was Life in Progress with Anjali Dub. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram at Anjali Dub. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening, and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.